If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Welcome, everyone, to Mr. Joey.
I don't like that title.
How could you not like Queer Eye for the Pink Eye?
I don't like Mr. Joey is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Or Mr. Joey.
Now you made me blow our intro.
I think this is apt.
You want to have a stage name? You want to have like a radio name? DJ Blast It?
Please, no. Maybe Joey?
I call you Mr. Joe all the time.
Did I say Mr. Joe just now?
What did you object to?
Mr. Joe! Are you listening?
I don't understand what's happening.
I'm objecting to Mr. Joe.
I don't think that should be a regular name.
Okay, you can call me that once in a while, but in the intro to the
okay.
to the podcast,
you, don't
you can't introduce me as Mr.
Okay,
Joe.
Okay, fine. Let's try this again. Okay. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this pretty much inane ramble between myself.
It's organized.
Diana. And
I'm Joey.
And he's Joey. I was waiting for him to introduce himself because he objects to whatever I introduce him to. I call him Mr. Pussy Pants once.
I don't know how hard it is to say my name. That's
it's
all.
It's a hard name to pronounce. Like, it's got all those weird letters like year.
So what's the name? Did you say it?
No, because it's the take two, so it's not being said.
I'm not deleting take one. I'm not deleting it.
Okay, take two. This is Queer Eye.
Why are you saying take two? It's the same take.
Oh my god. Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. Oh my god, I need to work on that.
So
I just got pissed off. Welcome to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye, the militant gay and lesbian podcast about how you can build your own bombs to blow up straight people centers. I don't know.
So, work. Now the FBI is on to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I know. We've
you just flagged us on the FBI's.
I know, totally. We have to edit the hell out of that.
So that title came up because I was drunk and suggesting titles.
Right.
And that was the one Diana laughed at.
I still think it's funny because you want to know why, Joey?
And every time she says it, she laughs. So
okay, here's
I guess
why.
I'm going.
Conjunctivitis. Shut up. Conjunctivitis is no one's friend. That's why.
That was very delicious.
It would have been better if you had made me break.
Or is it better that I did?
I don't know.
How about our opening segment is Weekly Highlights? Weekly Highlights.
Oh yeah, I forgot we mentioned this. Weekly Highlights.
We didn't mention
No,
this.
We did before. He's a liar. We briefly mentioned this, and he's acting like he just came up with the idea. But I really do think I said we should talk about the things that have come up in the headlines. Briefly touch
okay,
on
Okay, that's not what I meant, but okay.
Okay.
So you want to talk about highlight? Okay, I mean, just tell me what the highlight of your week was.
Oh, my personal life.
Yes.
Not so much like there was a sinkhole that
like,
developed.
Let's catch up and, like, I mean, the listeners care about us very much.
Okay, okay.
I mean, that's why I said
weekly. No, okay, I've got something that's kind of funny.
Okay,
so, I picked up my aunt, who is East Indian, and you might not be able to tell by my very distinct Canadian accent, but I am partially East Indian. And so I was driving her home.
That.
Okay. He's got an unfair advantage. He has eyes. Anyways. So I'm driving her home. I'm driving her back to Richmond. I know it's a stereotype, but there you go. So I'm driving her and I don't.
Well, really? That's the stereotype?
Are you going to really interrupt the story this many times?
Okay, tell me where East Indian people live.
Surrey and Richmond.
Surrey. That's the stereotype.
Thank you for killing the flow of
Who
the story.
Who lives in Richmond?
Asians.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the next part of my story.
Who lives?
Thank you.
Listen, who lives in North Van?
Arabs.
This is this segment is called.
Let's call the show Racism. How many people can you offend?
Who lives downtown?
Arabs.
Who lives downtown?
White yuppies.
Gays. Who lives in Yaletown? See, you got white one yuppies. Wrong. So far.
This is not fair.
Who lives in East Van?
The lesbians. Or that, the quote-unquote artisans.
Artisans?
Artisans.
Artisbians. Mm. And.
Nicely played. Nicely played.
Who lives everywhere else?
The rest of society.
Now continue your story.
Oh, yeah.
You have to pick up your aunt.
Okay, right. So.
You're Indian.
My Indian aunt. So, I don't know Richmond. I don't normally drive in this predominantly Asian area. Thank you for Joey for forcing me to go into that, because I would have explained it anyways.
But I just thought it was fun.
So, I'm driving her, and I don't know where I'm going, so I accidentally turned down Number 3 Road. And now, if anybody's from Richmond, they'll know that Number 3 Road goes right through the downtown core of Richmond, which is where there's lots of shopping centers, and it's also where, coincidentally, because there's a lot of Asians who live there, a lot of Asian drivers. Now, I'm not saying there's not everybody is a horrible... I'm not saying all Asians are bad drivers, okay? I've seen enough... I know enough Asian drivers who are good drivers and not have a problem.
This is still the who can we offend segment, right?
Pretty much. Okay. Let's just continue this on until we get burning hate messages. And then, I'm driving and I'm like, okay, this is driving me mad because it's also really stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, because it's so many segments of shopping, like lights, right? So I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I like turn down the first road I can see that gets me out of there. What it ends up turning me into right is into actually mall parking for like Richmond Center Shopping Center. And my aunt's like, oh, Diana, what have you done? She's like, you have to get out of here. This is where all the crazy Asians are driving.
Wait, why did you turn in there?
To try and get away from all the traffic, and then I go right to, no offense,
Asian.
So
you're trying to take a detour.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's not a complicated story, Joey.
I feel it is.
This is not like Elizabeth, where there's like alliances between different nations.
Why do you think I don't watch Elizabeth?
No kidding.
Okay. Why did you turn into the mall?
I'm not... Oh my god.
You were trying to...
I've said this like four times.
You're trying to avoid the traffic, but why do you... How does that avoid the... Why are you going to sit in the...
Okay,
mall?
It looked like a road. That's the problem. The turnoff that went into the mall actually had like a street name on it.
Okay,
As you're zipping up to it, you're like, okay, that's the street. No, it's not a street. Okay. It goes into the mall.
Well, how am I supposed to understand that part of your story?
Okay, well, I thought you just weren't listening. No, I apologize, even though your question's a bit inane. Anyways, so, yeah... Patis, that's a Hindi word for aunt.
Oh, you're alienating people.
I apologize. So she's all like, "Go no, this, oh Diana, this is where all the bad drivers are." And I must admit, she spooked me a little bit. I'm like, "Oh God!" Picturing people backing up without looking. I'm picturing like old people can't see over the dashboard ramming into me.
And there go all our Asians.
There goes all the Asian viewers. I apologize. And then, so I did beeline it out of there. I'm not lying. I back onto the Number 3, and I'm like, ugh, this is crazy. Next time, I'm totally avoiding Number 3 Road.
Asian drivers.
Your aunt is hilarious.
How about your week?
In my week, I was made to look like a bitch teacher.
Well, that sounds... both sexy and naughty.
Okay, it wasn't either of those.
Well, that's unfortunate then.
Okay. This story needs a lot of, what? From you. So.
Okay.
I
don't think I can provide that.
On Friday, the last.
Oh, what?
I know.
That's too premature.
The last, yeah, a little too soon.
Okay.
The last day, a little bit of a Seinfeld. Last day of,
I hate Seinfeld.
So, Friday's the last day of high school.
Right.
Can you recall what happens on the last day of high school before Christmas break?
Urination in the hallways.
Urination in the hallways. Like, students are wheeling around in unicycles. And people are people are like humping naked.
Yeah, I remember that. I thought it was weird that they would do it while they were juggling.
Santa.
That was the weirdest thing.
Santa is there and he's handing out Jell-O shooters.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
It's
to
a
me.
Party. So what do I do when my kids come to my class and they're talking about the Jell-O shots and the parties they had in their classes? I say it's time for a test. Now that part of the story isn't an exaggeration. I really did give a test.
Mm-hmm.
And did I tell you this already?
No.
Okay, so I gave a test. I didn't tell you this. I gave a test, and you know what? Listen, the reason that I did this is because I didn't want... Why do you look over there like a scared person?
I look scared. Yeah. I was just curious to see what it was.
Suddenly shocked. Her eyes darted to the left very crazily.
My eyes do that.
I get...
They have crazy eyes. I have Betty Davis eyes.
How's man and damn.
Why do you always sound
like
you are like a drunk hobo who sings these things?
Because that's, if you're going to do a reenactment of a song, a reenactment is what they call it. Okay. Not a cover, but are called reenactments.
Right.
Give
sense.
Me a song to reenact.
I will. How Tell about me. Simply the Best by Tina Turner?
Sampling the man.
You always sound like some weird old Southern man.
Give me another one. Man on there, how the wrist. I'll do it without laughing this time.
Okay, how about I'm a Rocket Man by Elton John?
I'm a Rocket Man. Light him through the air, so silky smooth.
I don't think those are the lyrics. I do not think those are the lyrics.
I said sliding through the air.
So silky smooth. Like a condom commercial. Okay.
Okay. It is. Okay. Sliding through the air, silky smooth. What is the lyrics?
I don't think that's it. I really don't think that's it. I don't know what they are, but I know that that is
Rocket
not them.
Rocket Man.
Oh, there we go. Way to save it with the Rocket Man at the end.
Okay.
Okay, you had a story. So, somewhere lost in that madness was a story.
How did I lose myself? So I gave a test. And
that is bitchy. Oh my word! What was I supposed to say? My word.
Well, however.
Oh what? Oh, okay.
You are from the 30s. So now you're trying to make it urban.
I am. I'm trying to restore my street cred.
There's. I didn't want them to have a homework over Christmas break. That was really why I did it.
Okay, that's nice.
Like I wanted to wrap it up.
That's a nice thing to do.
Thank you. That's not how you're supposed to react.
Oh what? I don't understand what I'm supposed to say at this point.
Okay, it's just be genuine. Just be genuine.
I think so, because it sounds like
madness.
Oh what?
This was a test where I was required to check. They had to build something. Like, they had to build a thing. Like, I'd give them a, like, top view, side view, front view, and they had to build it out of cubes. So I had to check it, because it's not like they can hand in their cube model, and I would, like, mark that over the break. Come on.
Yeah.
So I had to check it. Yeah. And they would all be putting their hands up, like, I need to check mine. And I would be running across the room, and then I'd be like, no, you got to try again. And, well, what about mine? I'll get to you. Just patience. And, okay, it was the most stressful experience. especially when I'm, like, so tired because it's the last day and, like, maybe I'm a little bit hungover and I'm not confirming.
No, of
but,
course not.
And I'm, like, I'm wearing pajama pants, so already, like, that mentally makes me feel like I'm in my bed still. And, like,
she never warned them.
What? And people are shitting in the hallways. Like, this is, like, the last day. And I can't be doing this. And so I get through the first, like, kid is crying. I get through the first block. A kid is crying. High school.
Seriously?
I get through the first block, and I'm like my heart is pounding. I'm all worked up. And then I got another round of this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why the hell did I do this? Yeah. Like, why didn't I give them fucking homework over Christmas break? So the next class comes in. I'm like, you guys, I can't handle this. So they're being really patient. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy about it. But then 20 minutes in, Annie comes up from downstairs, and she's there with her Santa hat on, and she's looking.
And Annie is another teacher at the school.
Another teacher at the school.
Right.
And she's got a stack of Christmas cards, and she's like, you're making them do a test on the last day of school? All the kids who have been so patiently quiet and, like, so good, they're like,
what?
Stick it to the man.
Yeah, I'm sure
no
they
one
said
that.
No, nobody would say that.
That's like from
born in the
90s. 60s.
90s. Okay.
Okay, like 90s callback to the 60s.
Okay, right.
Nobody calls that back anymore. That was like a 90s callback. So the So all of a sudden, like, my heart's like, like, I'm like all of a sudden all worked up again, like where I was like a little bit calm.
Yeah.
And then she pulled a pillow off my couch. Pillow, not pillow.
That's fucked up.
And she throws it at my head.
That's so hurtful of her. Oh, what?
And then everything turned into a pillow fight, and I grabbed a chair.
Mm-hmm. And you threw it at her face. Now you have a
big charge. I pretended to throw it at her face, and the kids were very entertained. And it loosened them up, and it made me laugh for a second. But you know what warmed my heart?
Oh my god! Okay.
Is that after that happened, after she left, and all the kids were giggling to themselves, one of the girls said, "Wow, my two favorite teachers in one spot at one time."
Aww. Oh, what?
And then I didn't. And then I didn't feel like such a Grinch.
Nope.
So that was my week. Lee, update.
That was the most Christmassy story I've heard so far.
So at this point, I think I can just feel free to say that I hate Mac and everything that podcasts represent.
I don't understand why, because it's not even Mac related at all.
Podcasts? That's iPod? Pod person?
Yeah, there's pod. There's pod people before there was Mac.
I don't think so it means pod people.
You just disclaimed your own point.
I think that... I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think you meant to say how there is an I affixed to everything.
Yeah, well, no, the
but
pod.
You
the
missed
pod,
saying
the
that.
iPod.
I don't know what you're saying.
Podcast and cover up
two
pod
peas
people.
In a pod.
No, come on, think about it.
Okay. Segments.
Segments. Okay. I'm already blank.
Should we talk about these beforehand, or should I like propose them to you? And then it's like, should we have the time to think about it, or should it be like,
okay, we could go, but I find often, ends up with either funny shit, or shit that's so bad that you just laugh at it and then move on, which is always good on itself.
Well, you just gave me a 50-50 option.
Yeah. There's really no losing with this. Not
no, there's
all.
Either losing or winning.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What 50-50 is.
But, well, at least when you lose, we laugh at how horribly bad the idea was.
Okay, so then that means...
Does that say segments?
Yes.
It says sentiments.
No one can read my G's.
That is like some Arabic letter that means windstorm or something.
Well, no one on the radio can see that letter.
Okay, so. Well, let me assure you that his G looks like an Arabic letter for windstorm.
It looks like a backwards question mark. I think it's stylistic, like it's my font.
Yeah, I'll be sure to download that for my computer.
You would. It would be like the cool font, like marker. Isn't that the cool font?
I don't remember. I like balloon. No, wait, do I?
I
like, what's the one that's completely
that's
random that nobody can read? It's like a whirligig or...
Windigs?
Windigs, windigs.
Windings? Wingdings?
Like,
wingdings.
Yes, we understand. Windings. One more time.
Well, I said windings Windberg? The first time.
Winding.
You agree
is it
with winding?
It is winding.
It's wingdings.
Oh.
Yes, we all agree it's wingdings. No, you agreed it was windings.
I gotta make that sound like Caesar Milan. If that's the point you agitate me, I'm gonna go.
It doesn't work.
It works for dogs, it'll work for you. We'll see how that works.
Although I do wish that I had a dog so I could train it like Caesar Milan. Like, I really do wish that I could do that. But I would make up my own word other than because that's not original anymore. I'd be like, No, I'd make up a word.
No! Oh my god, I wish you did that. Every time your dog was doing something weird. You sound like an angry Japanese man.
Well, I might. I might try and make my word funny. Like, maybe my word would be dog. Dog! Every time like, he's doing something. But he would know. He would know that that meant no. Because I'd be like, dog! And I'd bite him with my fingers. But everyone.
Okay, I just wish everybody could see that gesture when he said, bite him with my fingers.
That's what
and
he does.
And he made this creepy little crab
he
maneuver.
Goes, that's what he does.
He doesn't bite them with his fingers.
Dog!
Oh! I don't think right? I remember that part of the show.
Okay, yeah, I think he does like that, but I would do my own, like,
I think
wanna,
he
like,
just tries
them.
To hold them at the neck or push them down or something.
Have you ever watched The Dog Whisperer?
Oh my god! he pushes them down so that they're submissive to him.
I don't think you've watched it. Okay, can we talk about segments?
Right, back to segments. That was a weird tangent.
Are we going to talk about this? Or are we going to do it? Okay, well, I'll just do it. Okay, here's
my statement. This is going to be so funnily edited. It's going to be like weird like cuts in and out.
Just so you know, I'm not editing you improperly saying editing.
You bastard. That's what technology's for. So I don't sound like a dimwit.
You said edily.
Okay. Hit me with your segment.
My segment is cartoon sex.
Cartoon sex. Cartoon sex. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. What cartoon character
consider me intrigued
would you have sex with?
Jessica Rabbit.
That quick?
Well, yeah. That's not even hard, man. I bet you anything. I bet you. We start making this a regular thing and we ask like 100 people. 90% of them will say Jessica Rabbit.
Tell me why you choose Jessica Rabbit.
Well, she's got a great personality. And
okay, does she really have a great personality?
Come on.
Not challenging you. I'm asking you
a
serious
question.
Well, yeah,
because she stuck by her rabbit. Okay.
That's true.
She did.
I did.
And she sings
her
and
that.
Stuff. She's like a musician, I think, if I recall correctly.
Oh, what's the song? I really like that song. Why don't you do right like those other men do? Right?
I honestly don't remember
that. Oh, it was so good. Why don't you do right? I sound creepy when I do
that. A little bit.
It was hot.
I'm not gonna lie.
She did it at a club. Was it?
Yeah, she was a lounge singer at a jazz bar. Wait, she was a jazz singer at a lounge bar.
But, lounge singer? What did you say? Okay, I got it on tape. When in The Mask, though, isn't there like a similar Jessica Rabbit-ish
character? That's what Cameron Diaz,
and she sings in a club, right?
They pretty much just emulate copy. Oh my god.
Does she copulate? What song does she sing in that?
It was horrible.
Because now I feel like it's that song. Why don't you do right like some other men do?
I bet that's Jessica Rabbit.
If I were to have sex with a cartoon character...
Mm-hmm. It'd be Jessica Rabbit.
I might choose Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, because she's foxy. Come on. I've never seen a character that cartoony that's that hot.
Jessica Rabbit's pretty hot. But I might choose...
I actually don't think about the X-Men. Anyways.
That's what I was going to say!
An X-Men?
I might choose, like, what's his name with the thing?
Cyclops.
Is his name Cyclops?
If you could see Joey's hand movements, he kind of did this weird robotic scanning thing across his eyes.
You could have guessed Geordi LaForge, but he's not a cartoon character.
He's so hot, that Geordi LaForge. So you want to do Cyclops? He was kind of a anal-retentive dude.
It depends on who draws the character.
He had a fine body, no doubt.
It depends on who draws the character. Okay, correct. So maybe I would have sex with... Who are some hot cartoon characters? Like, I keep flashing Popeye in my head, and there's no way that I would have
so
sex with that mutant. Like, that he's more mutant than Cyclops. That is, like, for sure. Right?
It's so true.
Come on.
There was something very irregular about that man.
His forearms? Come on.
Side note, though. I've seen enough old men who did, like, hard manual labor jobs who have these ridiculously strong forearms that I'm like... Popeye's kind of real. Because it's kind of true.
But they don't have, like, the skinny biceps.
No, they... Okay, well, not as skinny. But seriously, some forearms that look like rippling, taut bodybuilder and not, like, an 85-year-old.
Do they have nothing but pupils for eyes?
Okay. If they're whacked out on goofballs, yes, they are.
And do they say...
That's the most arousing part.
Did he say that?
Something like that. Not get. I think that's MIA, actually. Get.
What was he trying to do when he said yes? Kiss. Like, what is that?
That's his laughter, I think. Was that his laughter?
Well, if it is, that's really disturbing. Who decides that as a cartoon voice that that's going to be the laughter?
Somebody who's never laughed in their life.
It does make me think of Andy Bernard.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
Now we're going to just descend into doing any impressions for the next 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, we got to make a decision here. You chose Jessica Rabbit.
Okay. And I have to stick by that now. Well, I was thinking more like cartoon, like olden day cartoon, not like...
Any animated character goes, and I would have sex with Wacko from the Animaniacs. He's like a cartoon mouse. Do you know that? Listen, okay.
We're about to get in some freaky fetishes.
Okay. There's that Facebook thing going around where people change their profile picture to a cartoon character.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about that?
No.
You're the worst Facebook person.
I know. I don't care about it. That's why I don't know anything. I just don't care.
So everyone else in the world knows this, except for Aaron Nipstrom. And so I liked Animaniacs. And so I was looking, I did a Google image search for Animaniacs. That was Google
Image. Yeah, Emerge. Yeah. I'm going to call him because he keeps calling me on my slurs, our drunken slurs.
So, I search Animaniacs, and the first... Okay, you know how Google Images, you get rows of pictures, right? Like, when you Google Images, rows of thumbnails, right? So, the first two rows of thumbnails are Animaniacs pictures. You know what I encounter in the third row? Anime porn. Animaniacs anime porn. But, like a girl fox, human size...
That'd be Slappy? No, that was a squirrel.
No, okay, it wasn't even Animaniacs. It was Animaniac style where they have like the pupil, like it was just, trust me, I don't want to try and explain it.
Okay, please.
But they had, everybody Google Animaniacs image search and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So a full-size fox lady with like a Rescue Ranger sized squirrel.
Yeah.
Penetrating her with like a veiny penis. And
that was in the third row in
so it's like what thumbnail 12
for Animaniacs,
and there is many more of them on the first page.
Interesting.
Who draws that?
But that also means that doesn't that because don't they list it by like clicked on numbers, you know, like by keeping tally of what's been selected in the past,
by most selected, most popular.
Yes, in theory. So it's like that doesn't that
so people
mean
are really into that
are really into animated porn with animals.
It's not just animated porn. It's animated animal. It's animated cartoon animal porn.
That's very specific.
With improper sizes.
I told you we're going into fetishes. I don't know what to say to that. I feel like my childhood's been raped right in front of me.
Right. I mean, if it was like Betty and Veronica and Archie.
Okay. I want to stop on that comment. Okay.
I might choose Reggie Mantle.
Really? He was such a douche.
Ah, but he was hot.
He was way hotter than Archie, but he was such an arrogant prick.
What are my choices here?
You can go with Jughead.
Oh.
Or Moose. Okay, you really have some odds on that. I got two for one. Both Betty and Veronica were smoking hot, and it upset the hell out of me that they kept hooking up with Archie, because he was really not that attractive a fellow, and he was kind of stupid a lot of the time. And he kept playing him off each other. I thought that was a douchebag thing to do. So I don't understand why they didn't stitch his ass and hook up with each other. Because that would have been hot. Thank you, side note. Lesbian side note.
Never going to happen.
I know. Hey, did you hear that they just introduced a gay character in Archie? From what I understand, the girls were both went gaga over him. All the girls in the school are like, who's this mysterious new guy? And of course, Reggie's all jealous because he's all like, I'm the cock of the walk here. And by cock
of
I mean penis.
What?
And
are you from the 30s?
I have way too many antiquated phrases. Anyways, and then it somehow gets revealed that he's in fact gay. So they're trying to bring Archie's from the 1950s or wherever the hell it was first started and try to modernize a little bit and try and actually introduce a gay character. Now, as to how far they'll go, if they ever actually have him with another male character, or if they ever actually have him kissing someone, should be interesting. Or if they're just giving him the lame character who's always chasing after the guys, we'll see.
It reminds me of Clueless. And you know what is ironic?
What is ironic, Joe?
I might actually have pink eye at this moment. So, what's another segment you want
to
do?
Oh, what? I think we should just make that a regular thing. I would like to say that a lot more.
Well, you've gotten really good at it.
Well, also, I like that I made it, like, soft. Oh, what? See? You hear that? That really was, like, a soft emotional moment. I sold that. I have to pee.
You want to have a little pee?
I want to have a pee break. Okay. Don't put this in. I swear to God, I will cut you if you put this in.
If I put pee break in?
Me saying I need a pee break.
Okay, listen. All people listening.
And I kicked it again. Yeah, I can't use it because I fucked up the sound.
Just so...
I can't use this.
Just so everyone knows, we're... unlike what you might have imagined up to this point, we're human beings.
I have a bionic bladder. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. Bionic.
We have what the rest of you have called bladders.
It's very unprofessional.
I'm keeping this in.
I will hit you. And what?
You know what? Domestic abuse is on tape.
Yeah. Think of segments.
And we're back.
Okay, we're discussing...
No pressure.
There's always pressure. We're discussing segments, and two things came into my mind while I was peeing, and that's a little weird.
Oh, so you want me to cut you saying I have to pee?
Okay, while I was indisposed, two ideas came to mind. By indisposed, I mean urine was flowing from my urethra. Thank you. They're both kind of weird, so I don't think they're really good at all, but they kind of amused me a little bit, so I think I'm going to share them with you anyways, even though I can't see how it would possibly be a regular thing. Okay, the first was, if you were an audience member in Oprah's Favorite Things, what gift could she give you to make your head explode?
Oh.
If I was on Oprah, then I could have anything, 'cause she is a billionaire. Oh, this is Oprah's favorite wish.
I would like...
Not dislike... You would love so much that your head would explode.
Okay.
This isn't a Christmas fucking wish list.
All right, it's going to be under $1,000?
1,000 even. Or a little over. I don't care. I'm fucking Oprah. I'm a billionaire. Go what you want, man. What if... Okay, I'm Oprah. So I am not only a billionaire, but I got resources up the wazoo. Because, like, Serena Williams paints my toenails. Wait. So I'm capable of doing things.
Okay. For like...
Go ahead.
I want to perform in front of, I want to perform. What's a really awesome fucking venue? Like, at the Orpheum, like to a packed house.
An Orpheum, really? No, do you like Madison Square?
Yeah, like way better. Like, I don't know. I don't know though the good venues.
Well,
like,
that's a big one because that's in New York City.
Yeah, like and New York City, like important. huge audience. And I want like all of Oprah's connections, special guest people to come and sing with me. Oh my god, like Sheryl Crow, and I want Jan Arden, and I would like Justin Bieber, and
hold the train right there.
Come on, that would be awesome.
And no, would not.
I like Justin Bieber.
No. Okay, I'm going to take a moment to do rant.
Do you want a little... Okay. Because I can make you rant even harder.
I just saw him on CSI where he had his acting debut. Why does that even... Why is that allowed? He has no acting skills.
No, that shouldn't be allowed.
The most
I never
he can
said
do
that.
Is like hold his like flicky hair to one side and like try to look intent.
That's a little much.
It's ridiculous. And I'm like, this is... No. And he's got a voice like he has polyps. I'm just saying. Continue.
Polyps?
He's not going to have that voice when he gets older. I can guarantee you it. He's ruining it by singing so much right now.
I would like to promote with Kesha.
Okay, so promote...
Okay, but come on. That's a good Oprah
that's
gift.
That's a pretty rad Oprah gift. I don't think it'd be
$1,000.
Like, I want
to perform in front of Madison Square Gardens. What? How much does that cost? To put on a show?
Oh, my God.
There, people are going to pay to see me.
Yeah...
If I get Sheryl Crow and Jad Arden.
I guess maybe. Let's theoretically say you break even on that. I will accept that. I think that's a good one.
Right? They're going to pay to see at least see Sheryl Crow and Jad Arden. It'll be Joey featuring Sheryl Crow and Jad Arden. And I'm picking the lamest people. I know that.
It's sounding like a Christmas
special. But people will pay to see it.
Joey, best special guest. Jad Arden.
I don't care what
Sheryl
anybody
Crow.
Thinks. I really want
Justin
to sing
Bieber.
With Sheryl Crow. Why did you say Justin Bieber?
Because you said Justin Bieber, so I'm mocking you.
I want to sing with Justin Bieber
oh.
and Sheryl Crow
oh. okay. Jen Arden. I like Jen. Jen's the best.
And, I mean, those are the people that I really love, like, a lot. Like, the other people I feel like I might be nervous around. You love Justin Bieber a lot. Okay, I do. There's no intimidation coming from Justin Bieber. That is, like, a kid. Sheryl Crow, I feel like she's, like, my sister. She doesn't look or act like my sister, but I feel like I could be Sheryl Crow's brother. And Jen Arden, I feel like she's would be like my best friend. So I would like to share the stage with those people because I like their voices. Yes, I like Justin.
Hey, what's the deal with Kesha? She's the drunk cousin who shows up at Christmas and vomits Kesha, on the table.
There's nothing intimidating about Kesha. Kesha is like a party girl. She's I like how she sings.
She's a child.
I do like how she sings.
With childlike music. Okay, it's a good dream. I'm sorry for shooting down your dream, but there's a lot of lameness. Lame dream.
So I drew a picture of Jessica Rabbit for you.
I don't think it's going to look anything like her. Wow. Okay.
But instead of her song, what is she saying?
She's saying, why don't you do me?
It's a why don't you do right.
I don't think that's her song.
It is.
I just want to add that the drawing that Joey has passed me looks like an 80s drag queen. Like, big hair, horrible dress with giant tits. I never
said it was an artist.
And, like, oddly flat shoes.
I didn't mean for it to be.
So it's very not Jessica Rabbit at all.
She has big tits.
That's the only commonality between the two. It was big, giant,
and she wears that dress.
Oh my god. No, she did not. You're making me draw this. Give me this. And I have zero artistic skill.
Okay, can you talk? You
talk for 2 years while I draw.
Well, I drew while I said my favorite wish. Can you say your favorite wish and draw Jessica Rabbit?
I can.
Then go.
Okay, oh no, I gave her a Simpsons nose. This is like a psychological test. To see if you can do both. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, so if I was on the Oprah show, the thing that I would
start concentrating on your drawing
like the most. This is so hard. Oh, I gave her like monkey lips. This is not easy. Don't judge me, people. Oh no, this is not turning out well.
What is that? Like a web connected from her eye to her shoulder?
It's a hair strand. I'll not have the judging. I don't even know how to answer this question. What the hell could Deidre, weird Freudian slip.
Dad has always associated Oprah and Deidre together. It's nobody knows who Deidre is, weird. So it doesn't matter. Deidre is our token black friend.
Yeah, we have her to maintain our street cred. Without her, we would be nothing.
Continue.
Okay, so,
if you can't do this, I'm going to tell you to stop
trying. Okay, no, okay, so what is... What would I want?
Now you stopped drawing.
I know I have. Don't. I'm drunk. Don't make me multitask.
Okay, go.
Ass. What an ass. You drew a tranny.
Look at your fucking. Look at her arm.
I'm not done. Just because it looks a little freakish. Now you're forcing me to draw more.
Can you finish your story?
No, I can't. Because you're forcing me to draw more. For the sake of all things awesome.
Okay, so her dress is longer.
I'm giving her webbed hands, and I know they're webbed.
So I drew her dress ending mid-thigh. And
oh my god, she has clubbed toes. No. There's no actual clubbed toes. There's like...
You drew your dress.
But
come on.
I do think she's hotter than yours.
Actually, I have to agree. She's a little more classy. Like, that was good for you. That's really good for you.
Thank you.
Her ass is a little pointy.
I'm multitasking with Oprah's thoughts.
But that's really good for you.
I know. She looks like a Picasso painting for her face,
though. I should make you multitask more often.
Okay, what could Oprah give me that would rock my world? Oh, I know what she could totally do. This would make me freak out. This would make me, like, jump up and down, scream, pee myself, fall to the floor, head explode. This would be the combo. The combo I'm speaking of. Why aren't you acting interested at all?
Oh, I'm listening. What am I... Oh, yeah.
I totally did that to your horrible story.
Tell me.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're horrible at this.
I know.
You're horrible at this. Okay. What it would be is if I got to hang out with Tina Fey for like 24 hours. Hey. Not in a weird way, like have to go to her house and live with her and her husband and kid. That's crossing some boundaries. But I would be thinking it's super rad to be on the set of 30 Rock, to like hang out with her and the writers of the show, possibly make out with her a little bit. That would all be fabulous.
You're so gay.
Well, a little bit. Tina Fey, woo! Oprah can make it happen.
Tina Fey!
That's how she'd introduce me.
She would. She
to
would.
Her. I've got a better one. Who would you rather punch in the face? Because let's be honest, people.
What you want is sex and violence.
You want sex and violence. So, who would you rather punch in the fucking face?
Sometimes someone pisses you out so much you wanna punch the man in the face.
Okay, I like that saying, man.
Sure.
What?
Punch him in the face.
Who do I want to punch in the face? But it's got to be people that everybody knows.
Why not? Well, no. Pick somebody you know.
No, nobody will know them.
It's funnier because when they hear this, they're distressed and they're actually concerned for their face.
I'm going to try and pick someone that everybody knows.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it harder.
Who do I want to punch in the face?
I know at least 7 friends that I want to punch in the face.
Oh, what?
You're included. Don't think you're not.
That's what inspired the segment. I don't think I don't know that. I want to punch...
Sex and violence.
Go.
I want to punch... Oh, I'm not a very violent person. No. Well, you seem like you're ready.
If he did punch somebody in the face, it'd be so lame.
That's true.
It'd be more like a glove slap.
But I have dreams. I have dreams where I'm like a ninja. Like, I can attack like nobody's business. Like, I will, like, turn in the air, like jump in the air and flip.
I have dreams like, I jump and flip.
Face. Yeah.
It's amazing. And then like you're so sad when you come back to reality.
Yeah.
You're like, look at me in my grounded body that's not limber and not ninja-like.
You know who I kind of want to punch in the face is Larry David.
Yes! Like, he's not mine, but I agree with that.
Like, that guy... I used to think he was funny, and I don't know, like, maybe I lived with you for too long, but I'm starting to think that he's, like, really fucking annoying.
Thank you!
Why does he have to complain about all the shit, and, like...
He's a whiny bitch!
Like, oh!
Uh-oh! Crack the pen.
I broke the pen.
Leaking ink?
No.
Oh, that's good.
And, like, I don't know, like, I cracked the pen and got it on my wife's couch, and... heaven forbid she find out, and I gotta buy a new couch now, and hilarity ensues. Shut up! Just tell your wife that you got ink on her couch, and be done with it. Like, why does this need to be, like, a stress in your life so much to the point where you're ranting?
Continuously.
That's who I would like to punch in the face.
Thank
off
you.
The top of my hair.
You know what? I'm actually kind of glad for your punch choice because I feel like I've been like shouting in the dark for a long time. Like I'm like, why does everybody like Larry David? For those of you who don't know, if they ever watch Seinfeld, that's Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Springer.
And Larry David co-wrote that show. And if you like the George character who just yells and rants like an idiot, like a freaking idiot. That, all that rantingness, that's Larry David. So,
some people. But he like has his own show called Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And that makes me want to vomit. Because every single time I see the George character, I'm like, I want to punch you in the face. You're just so annoying. Just shut up. Stop being a whiny little bitch. Man up and do something.
Listen, my problem is that I really like improv. And the fact that show is off script, I'm impressed by.
With Seinfeld?
No, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think that's very cool.
Okay,
and I think that there's some very funny people in there. Wanda Sykes is amazing.
I believe she is.
And I don't know the other actors' names, but they come up with some good shit. Like, I just don't like the premise all the time anymore.
Which is always the same old. So that show's still on?
Yeah.
I thought it got canceled years ago.
Lots of seasons.
Wow. Okay, well, apparently there's a huge following out there, so I'm sure we'll get any hate mail.
Oh, well, that's the thing, is that there's lots of people who, like, just overreact to anything, like... The problem is that people aren't open and honest with each other, and that is, like, what it's promoting to me, is that people aren't open and honest with each other. They just want to, like...
Just rant at each other.
Or freak out that someone might discover something, or see them doing something, or... Yeah. Anyway, now it's getting,
A little bit heavy.
Now it's getting heavy.
Let's all just have a drink.
Now it's called Heavy Cast.
Okay, who do I want to punch in the face?
Look at this. This should be called Don't Get Me Started.
Don't Get Me Started. Okay, who do I want to punch in the face? Who do I adamantly wish I could extend my hand forward and punch through time and space and hit them in the face?
Well, I didn't know I could extend through time.
Well, I'm not going to say Hitler or something. I don't even know that dude.
Everyone would choose Hitler.
Well, yeah, that's an obvious one. No, I'm going to have to do somebody now. I mean, somebody in the now.
Good, I agree. Right? Okay. It's got the rules.
No time traveling face punching.
No, no.
This is so rare.
Maybe later.
You know who keeps coming to mind, which is kind of weird, is Heather Graham. My pet peeve with Heather Graham is that she's just such a horrible, horrible actress who somehow keeps getting cast. And all I can think is that she must be sleeping with somebody because she's the worst actress I've ever seen in the history of time.
Okay, now you started this by saying you have several friends you want to punch in the face.
Yeah.
Were you serious about that?
Talking about you.
Who are you talking about?
No, I don't actually have any friends I want to punch in the face. What am I, like, Irish?
Can you make something up?
Sure. Deidre, our token black friend. I'm tired of her being our token black friend. I want to punch her in the face for being so sassy and diva-like. Just alienated all the blacks. So now we've alienated the Asians and the blacks.
Well, we did call this queer eye for the racist eye.
Yes, we did. We decided to combine those two ideas.
Well, I think that we should say farewell.
Yes, farewell, potential viewers. If you're listening to this, you really need to go get some friends of your own.
If you've made it this long.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that you need to stop masturbating. Just dry off and go home.
And let's leave it at that.
Because really, sexiest radio voices you'll ever hear.
Sexiest. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. It's like conjunctivitis.
See you next time.
If we do this again.
Or else.
What was that? Was that supposed to be threatening?
I was threatening. Did that not sound threatening?
Your or else sounded really weak.
Or else.
No. Okay. Yeah, no.
Or else.
Or else.
Sounded like a little bit like Hulk Hogan.
Sounded like oh brother.
Yeah, which is Hulk Hogan.
Oh brother.
Oh lord, he has this bad cat doing accents to save his life. Just saying.